Our body is so complex and dynamic. It's really a piece of technology. The way that the human being, our body works, is very multidimensional. When we are all connected, we need harmony. Like the only way that we're actually, our human technology is going to link into place is if we're all vibrating on the same frequency, sort of like a radio channel. We're all vibrating on the same channel. We're able to do that with our friends, right? With people that we know really well, we know what they're thinking. And on top of that, you know, you think of a friend and then they call you. All of these things are example of us actually having ascended abilities with people that we are very in tune with. Seeking alignment within yourself is important before you start using and utilizing your technology to make decisions. Every single moment, I'm going to make the choice that feels the most in line with my entire being, right? My head brain, my heart brain, my gut brain, my body, whatever is in most alignment, I'm going to make that choice in every single moment of the day. You will eventually find yourself in a reality where all that you feel is the highest vibrational capacity of yourself. You will be in complete bliss and ecstasy in every moment.
This is Conversations with Changemakers with me, your host, Gary Tirola. Every week I bring you an inspiring leader that is rethinking what it means to be a changemaker. During these conversations, I slowly peel back the layers of the minds of our future leaders that are using their skills to positively impact this world. Welcome back, listeners, to another epic episode of Conversations with Changemakers. I am literally speaking to someone on the other side of the world. I'm sitting in Bali and Ra is sitting in California. 16-hour time difference, so it's beautiful. It's early morning here, late afternoon there. Different days, but this is the beauty of technology. For those of you that don't know Ra, he is a human teacher and he's a student as well. If you've seen him on Instagram, he is down in saying he's the bringer of dawn. He's also the creator of Kriya of the Week and Practice of the Day. If you have seen these, it is all about aligning humans to their fullest spectrum self. And also teaching people on human technology. And we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of what human technology is. But let's first welcome Ra. Thank you for joining.
Hello. Yeah. Lovely to be here.
So I got a question. First up, man, what does Bringer of the Dawn mean? And being a teacher of human technology, what does this all mean to the foreign ears?
Bringer of the Dawn. Well, you know, I am fully embracing my role as light manifestation of a human being, right? We are all made of light. And so we are all spreading light. And so that means that there really can't be darkness if you see yourself and if you are being light. So that's a little bit about the bringer of dawn, is that I mean, we're all here birthed out of the sun. And so the sun is always rising wherever we are showing up. So that's a little metaphorical, but it's also a good affirmation to go by. So that's what's on my Instagram as the title. And what was the next question?
Yeah, just what does it mean? What does human technology mean? Like, if you had to dumb that down, like, I mean, you're essentially teaching people on how to, I would say, cope in the world. But there's a lot of outliers that are playing part in how we live our life. And you're teaching people through human technology and a whole lot of other modalities.
Yeah, our body is so complex and dynamic. And it's really a piece of technology. It's how we think of as technology. And if we were to compare our body to the technology that our technology develops, the technology that we think of as technology, our machine technology, is very one-dimensional. Mm. And the way that the human being, our body works, is very multidimensional. Almost so much that we don't even, it's very hard to see how it's working. It's very hard to see how we create the realities that we exist in. And so I find myself in a capacity where I am in a position to teach people about how to use this technology. And it seems to be that that's what I'm doing every single day. No matter, like, I'm doing many different things right now, but in every single one of them, it's about sharing what I know about technology. And it's sharing in a way where it's not the old style of teaching, where it's just me telling somebody what is, but it's more of a learning environment. I feel like the realities that I find myself in is one where even I am learning as I'm sharing. And the people who are also receiving what I am saying are also teaching me and others around. And yeah, this, I'm saying a lot here because teaching is something I've done my entire life. And I think teaching itself is evolving, and the lines between teacher and student are blurring.
Yeah.
Between parent and child are blurring, right? Children are growing up in a world that the parents have no idea of, and the children are really teaching the parents a lot. And you know, the guru disciple thing, that these are all old methodologies. And if we can start blurring that line and making the teacher and student one, then we're getting back to everybody learning from everybody, which is really a much more efficient way than one person teaching many.
Yeah, of course. I mean, essentially we're going way back in time and combining knowledge and sharing as a community. And that's kind of what we've lost. Technology has kind of, it's brought billions together, but it's separated the handful of close-knit communities. That's where people are developing their minds and learning and really evolving as a human with other humans. Now, what is the place of modern society? What is the place of, when we talk about your stereotypical technology, not human technology, so like phones, computers, etc., what is all this place of materialism in our modern society? What is it doing to us consciously as a group conscious and a independent consciousness?
I'm going to talk about this from a positive standpoint because that's all I really know since I created it all.
Yeah.
since we created it all.
Yeah.
Like, how is this serving us? This is actually a stepping stone. You know, like, you and I are telecommunicating right now.
Yeah.
And the story that we're telling ourselves is that it's happening on these, I'm on my phone. You might be on a computer.
Yeah.
But this is kind of the story that we're telling ourselves. What we're making reality into is that we're using this little machine. But if we take the story out of it, we are literally telecommunicating. We're two human beings on different sides of the planet having a conversation. And that's pretty magical, if you ask me, that's happening, right? And eventually, in terms of human ascension, if people are familiar with that word, ascension kind of refers to the levels of consciousness that we are traveling through as a conscious entity. And this transcends our physical bodies, it transcends our life, and it brings us into the conscious level. So we can imagine that our conscious perspective right now is at the level of the human being, but there's a smaller perspective of us where, like, we're at the level of one of our cells, right? Like one of our skin cells. Our consciousness, me and you talking right now, we're not a skin cell talking to each other. We're the entire organism, but there is consciousness in that skin cell. It has a job. It has a life. It lives and dies. It consumes and it excretes, it detoxifies, it gets sick. It has all of the elements of consciousness within it, But the perspective that we have is here within this body where I'm using that consciousness. Well, there's another consciousness that's using us as individuals, right? And we can ascend up to that next level. And that next level would be the total integrated consciousness of humanity. And from an ascension, from a ladder sort of standpoint, the next version of humanity, we will be at this level where we will all be interconnected and we will all sort of know and communicate with each other without these phones, but we'll just have communication mm-hmm. as an integrated human species on this planet. And that's the service that technology has for us, is that we are doing that version. We're living in the next ascended level of us now. And we're using these phones to help us do that. We're using these phones to sort of let us know how that operates. And it's actually a lot of positivity has come from the World Wide Web or the internet. A lot of things have switched, right? There's awareness. There's a lot of awareness that has taken place. People aren't being so easily taken advantage of by corporations. People aren't so easily taken advantage of by just anyone because it can go on the internet instantly. And so it's kind of checking everybody. And that's a training. This is a training mechanism for that. When we are all connected, we need harmony. Like the only way that we're actually, our human technology is going to link into place is if we're all vibrating on the same frequency, sort of like a radio channel. We're all vibrating on the same channel. Then we're going to be tuned in just like this phone and signal is tuned into a certain signal and they're capturing it in the air. And that's how we're able to communicate. Well, we're able to do that with our friends, right? With people that we know really well, we know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
And we're starting to feel that. And even some friends, they dream together. And on top of that, you think of a friend and then they call you.
Yeah.
All of these things are an example of us actually having ascended abilities with people that we are very in tune with. And the more in tune we come as a human society, the more that developed technology of telecommunicating and feeling each other is going to come into play. Are you empathic?
Yeah. I am.
Right.
Yeah. Why? How come you ask?
I mean, you just seem like you are.
Okay. Very much so. Yeah.
Do you want to explain what that means? Like you can feel.
So yeah, I can. I've gone through a whole lot of different modalities and all that, but I've kind of already had the intuition of being an empath. And I'll lead on to that. It's actually a perfect lead on to what I wanted to ask you. So whether it's human design, whatever it is out there, I'm very susceptible to other people's energy, being able to pick up what they're feeling instead of communicating in the sense of using their mouth. So I'm able to, I've always been, since I was young, when I was a kid, I was like, he's an empath, he listens well, he's focused, etc. I just didn't listen in class. That was the weird thing because it just never interested me. But I'm an empath with people that I'm interested in, that I love, that I, my community, right? So that kind of explains it. You're just asking because you get the feeling I am.
Well, so I do get the feeling that you are because I'm friends with a lot of empaths because I'm very grounding. But, you know, the heart has a brain. There's neurons in the heart. So we're talking about the technology of the human body. Our head brain is processing our sensations, right? Our sight, our what we're hearing. And if you're more connected to your heart, that would make sense why you wouldn't be able to listen in a classroom, because that's all head brain logic stuff. And your heart actually extends out of your body. So the brain of your heart is going to be able to connect with the energetic field of the other energetic fields in your surroundings.
Yeah.
And the heart speaks with emotions. It speaks with energy. And so it's not a very logic. It's not word based. It's energy based. That's what, emotion is energy, mm-hmm. right? Energy in motion. So you're communicating outside of your body and you're communicating beyond words. And so I talk about telecommunication. Human beings will be able to telecommunicate, but it's not necessarily going to be in a version that we think about as communication.
Yep.
Communicating with feelings is actually far superior than communicating with words. The military is already using empaths for very tight groups. Because if you were to imagine that if you knew that one of your partners was starting to feel something was off, that's where your attention would need to go. To actually say to somebody, hey, something doesn't feel right now, that's very inefficient to just actually be able to know. If you're a 10 man unit and the guy in the far right is feeling something off, or maybe he feels something's perfect and safe, but as a 10 man unit, you're much more efficient if you can all communicate with each other's feeling states. And so the military is plucking kids out of school based on their empathic abilities, training them to be soldiers and developing effective killing units.
I mean, so essentially I could enroll in the military, but like jokes aside, so you talk a lot about intuition. So I'm taking, surely everyone has a bit of empath within them, meaning empath stems from really tapping into your intuition. Am I right in going this? You speak a lot about our path to ascendance does start with a sort of clear intuition. I don't know if you like to explain that.
Yeah. So intuition, it comes really down to presence, right? Because if you break down the word presence, you're really talking about pre-sense, pre-sensual abilities, enable the ability to know what's to come. And the future is really has its foundational basis in the present, and so does the past. And in all actuality, the future and the past never exists. All that really exists is now. And so the more connected we are to the now, then the more presence we have, which means that we're going to be completely, I think we got to get into some multidimensional talk right now, because it really comes down to vibration and harmonizing with your reality to the point where you are tuning this physical reality to the essence of your vibration. And so this physical reality is all energy, right? If you talk to the scientists, they're going to tell you that this is all just different shapes of energy. And then we've got the matrix theory, whatever sort of theory of life that we go with, even like the God and angels and the classical religion thing, we are all creators. We are all creating this. And if we are completely enrolled into our present state of being, then all that's going to exist is going to be your state of being. And so reality isn't so much about what is happening out there as much as what is happening within yourself and your perception of what is happening out there. I mean, I'd go so far as to say that there isn't even an out there, and that it's all happening within your brain. And so the more that you can become into yourself, into your like internal self, the more control and the more ability to understand your surroundings you have, because there really isn't such a thing as surroundings. Everything that you perceive is happening in between your ears, essentially. So it's like this weird paradox where it's like the less you pay attention to the future, the less you pay attention to what's out there, the more connected to it all that you are, because it all is really happening inside yourself anyways.
Yeah. So I get it at the level that you're talking, right? I've been practicing a whole bunch of different modalities for quite a few many years, quite soon after sobering up from drugs and alcohol and just being obliterated in the corporate world. But now there's a lot of listeners that are probably listening to this and thinking like, wow, like it makes sense, but like, what the hell do I do? You know, like he's talking like, don't focus on the future. Don't focus on the past and everything kind of will click into place, which it does. But how do you go about this? Like, what are kind of the steps for someone that's just starting to be aware of more than this materialistic world? What are the steps that you recommend? Is there a certain modality you recommend? Is it just starting with meditation? I mean, the floor is yours.
So practicing in every moment is the most efficient way to go about this. So I have a website, right? Kriya of the Week. And the whole function of that is so that you take 15 to 20 minutes and you practice presence. We do a variety of things where we're working with our technology to a point where you really start to understand your human body in a way that's not so obvious living day to day. But the master level of that is where you take that 15 to 20 minute practice and you are practicing that presence no matter what you're doing, even paying the bills or arguing with your spouse or winning the lottery. In every moment, if you're able to always choose, right? Every moment is filled with choices, like billions of choices every single moment we have. Do we walk left? Do we walk right? Do we blink our eyes? Do we breathe deeper? Do we, you know, be aggressive, passive? All of these things are happening in every single moment. Stand up, sit down, whatever it is, look this way, look that way. And if we're always practicing choosing the highest version of ourself or the highest vibrational choice possible in every single moment, then that's the practice of life that will lead us into a different reality. If we haven't been practicing this our entire life and then all of a sudden we switch tomorrow, we make a choice that in every single moment, I'm going to make the choice that feels the most in line with my entire being, right? My head brain, my heart brain, my gut brain, my body, whatever is in most alignment, I'm going to make that choice in every single moment of the day. Mm-hmm. You will eventually find yourself in a reality where all that you feel is the highest vibrational capacity of yourself. You will be in complete bliss and ecstasy in every moment. And it doesn't matter if there's a future where that exists, because even if you're in a job right now that you quote hate, within that job, there is a practice where you can be choosing to do the most highest vibrational things.
Yeah.
And maybe one of those things is to quit the job and do what you really know that you're here to do. But that's besides the point. We all go through this roller coaster of life and we all choose our response to whether we're on the top of the roller coaster or the bottom of the roller coaster. And it's just a decision. I'm going to choose the best decision in every single moment of my life.
Dr. Joe Dispenza speaks of obviously using this intuition, getting into your gut feeling, essentially the gut feeling everyone experiences in the moment, the no words, the emotions, and tapping into that and going with it. But then he also, on the other hand, will mention that tapping into your intuition or your gut feeling when you're off the track or when you're unbalanced of some sort, whatever that looks like for you, that intuitive feeling or that gut feeling could be possible that it's not leading you in the right direction. I'm feeling that you might have a different opinion on this. What is your opinion?
He's saying if you're off the track, your intuition could lead you more off the track. Is that what I'm hearing?
Not necessarily more off the track. It's not going to be right in that sweet spot that you're wanting. So if you're in a flow state, right, and you're listening to your intuition and your gut feeling, that flow state, gut-wrenching feeling is obviously going to be more accurate. And he's saying he worries about people stepping into, people that are really hating their job, in quotes, not in a good place, and they're going with a gut feeling that is maybe also off track. I suppose it's the question of like, how do you align yourself from this anxiety and the stress of I'm in the wrong place, I hate this job, I'm in the like this negative hamster wheel?
Yeah. So I want to give a little bit of reference first. I like what he's saying. If we just take the functions of our three brain, we've got our head brain, our heart brain, and our gut brain. Our gut brain's connection, and it only operates in yes or no. Like it's basically feels good about something and feels bad about something. That's the extent of the gut brain. And that's the extent of like we can actually use that a lot. But then we have our heart brain, which is really connected to everything outside of ourselves. It's like, it's the aura that's going around and it's mingling with the electromagnetic fields in our environment, not just people, but everything. And then our brain is the logical brain and it's comprised of different minds. It's got like the positive mind, the negative mind. It's like trying to keep you safe, saying, no, don't do that. No, you're going to get hurt. No, don't do that. The positive mind's like, yes, you can get this. Yes, cross the street. Like it's not concerned with getting hit by the car. It's concerned with getting across the street because there's whatever on the other side. And then there's the neutral mind that's sort of assessing it all. And with alignment of these three things, we are very, very powerful, very powerful. And I've got a practice in the Kriya of the Week where we put sounds to these three brains and then we chant them and that puts us in alignment. And the sounds are ma, sa, ya. I actually learned this from Guru Singh. So ma, 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 that sound is you make a vibration with your, speaking of technology, you make a vibration with your lips, that ma, it sends the vibration down into your gut. And that's where that ma sound comes from. And babies don't know that mothers are called mothers and mama and madre. Like it's just the sound that babies make. And we called the mother, the mama, we called them that because the babies do that when they want milk, right?
Oh, wow.
And then the heart, right? The heart, the sounds that are like duh, suh, like explosive sounds go into the heart. So the sound that associates here is sa, sa. And then ya, like ya, ha, like ha, ha, ya. That's all way up here. And so we chant these things with these movements, ma, sa, ya. And if you imagine the power that comes with having all three of your brains connected, we have the most alignment of our vibrational capacity, which means that everybody around us is going to be aligned to our intentions. And we're also going to be able to align reality to ourselves. And the people in history that have had the most profound impact in humanity have been what we call messiahs. And so that's kind of like the story that gets weaved in this is that like messiah is like, we can all become a messiah if we are aligned completely. But to answer your question, if we have misalignment, yeah, it's going to be very hard for us to make decisions because even if our gut is saying this is wrong and our heart is saying something else, but our brain's saying, well, I need money to pay rent. Like, and then it's causing emotions to happen and fear to be released. And it's intermingling with the brains, and we cause an argument within our body, and that's disease. Like that's the whole function of being disease. And stress causes way more disease than anything, and being properly aligned causes way more health than anything. An interesting thing, I used to own a bunch of gyms, and diet is kind of not not as strong as our intentions. Mm. The people, if they have intentions to be healthy and they start a diet, it doesn't matter if it's vegan, vegetarian, carnivore, paleo, keto, high fat, low fat, high carb, low carb, like all of these different types of fat, if like people's intention of what they want out of the diet, in my experience, in my 10 years of prescribing all different types of diets to everyone, people's intentions is what actually is responsible for the change that I witness. So I didn't really answer your question. Yeah. I just validated pretty much what Dr. Joe Dispenza said, which is like seeking alignment within yourself is important before you start using and utilizing your technology to make decisions.
Well, it's the primary goal, I believe, when you're off track. So I say off track, it's just maybe confused, whatever people are thinking, not sure on their purpose, whatever resonates with listeners. But tapping into your intuition and understanding what your intention is in order to understand what your purpose is focusing on this current moment is so beyond anything anyone's ever done in their life. Going through it myself, and you've gone through it yourself, and really can be a testament to how abundant life can be. And I was sitting meditating. We're staying just like kind of outside the city of Canggu in Bali, in Sese. So it's like very jungle orientated and it's only locals, and I try and stay away from the chaos. And I was actually listening to one of Deepak Chopra's meditations talking about abundance. And it's so true what he says, like in that moment in your life, you can create that abundance, and it doesn't matter what it is. Like I could have been looking at a brand new computer, or I could have been looking at a tree, but the state of abundant feeling that was pouring out of me was, you couldn't compare it to anything else. And just in that moment, I was staring at a tree, but like I was just saying, you create those moments for yourself, and it's about tapping in. And you have really shown how important it is in order to tap into that, in order to ascend. And I really love that story about Messiah. That is a great, great story. I love Guru Singh as well. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. I didn't want to, I definitely wanted to give credit for that. And that's blown a lot of people's minds when we go through the actual practice, and then they realize how good they feel. And then you basically just drop that little last line about what the sounds meant,
yeah,
and you put them together.
It blew my mind a little. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
But so where can people reach out to you before we hit the fire questions? Which is the best place for people to reach out to you? Instagram or WhatsApp?
Yeah, Instagram. It's RA_of_earth.
Cool. Guys, go follow this magician, this beautiful man. He's really creating so much change in this world, just by living in the presence, as you've heard him say. So join him on Kriya of the Week as well. And he will teach you how to hack the human technology. But let's not forget the fire questions. So let's get going. Question one, what do you think the soul is?
It's that thing that I told you about earlier that is expressing itself through our individual life experiences. It's the light. It's the light that's living through us.
Mm. What's your definition of God?
The generator, the observer, and the destroyer. So, right, G-O-D. It's generating everything, it's observing everything, and it's also destroying and recycling all that is. Mm. And we can choose to be that, or we can choose to be any aspect of that. Some of us harmonize within the destruction of reality and become a victim of our own destruction. Some of us just like to watch, and some of us like to create, and some of us can take part in all three aspects of that. Yeah. And we're really not truly God until we're able to have an awareness and understanding of the need of generation, observation, and destruction, and have just sort of a neutral take on all three components of that.
Three, complete the sentence. The world needs?
I mean, what came to my mind was the world needs us.
What is the purpose of the human experience?
The purpose of the human experience is to learn connection with each other, because the next version of humanity is one where we are all one, where we actually have sensation of all of us together. Mm. So we have to start learning the harmony and the collaboration and connectedness now in this lifetime.
Let me maybe change this last question. Like, how you talk about the next version of humanity, when, where, how?
So we're all living in multiple dimensions. For me, I'm living in that, like, now. So we all are kind of meeting on different versions of the spectrum of humanity, the scale. And it's like we can see through each other's realities and we witness things that are maybe not in our vibrational state. We witness, it's like we're looking through windows in other dimensions. And as long as we don't harmonize to the things that don't harmonize with us, then that's eventually going to fall away. And all we're going to start witnessing is the new reality that we're talking about, this new dimensional state. Because all these dimensions are layered on top of each other. Mm. And it just depends on your tuning of your human vehicle, what dimensional state that you are in. And we're going to be able to communicate with each other in different dimensional states, but we're all existing on top of each other.
It's the way you explain the ascendance of the human being is so beautiful and so uplifting. And you really are. I'm so happy to have you on the show. And I'm so happy that grateful that all the listeners got to hear such a high vibration. So guys, please, if you resonated and you feel much better after these 40 minutes of discussion and chatting and exploring and going deep, please reach out to Ra_of_earth. You can hear the birds even applauding in the background.
Yeah.
Bali. So thanks so much for your time and energy and love, Ra. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here in this moment.
It means so much to myself and my change-making friends that you decided to spend some of your valuable time with us. It would mean even more if you could share their inspiring message to your loved ones. As someone once told me, the only thing more powerful than changing the world every day for the good is doing it with a community. Guys, I love you and I cannot wait to welcome you back next week. Remember to reach out to me directly at hello@garyterola.com if you have any questions, or hit me up on social media, Gary_Terola, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm here for you, so let's do this together.